Hey, fellowship with Witherhand, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, Jesus says. Trust also in me. We're coming to the end of our journey, how to live with an untroubled heart in a troubled world. I want to say a word about where I am right now, because it's really cool. I am here with Tim Williams. Jackson's behind the camera. And we're in a studio where we have been shooting a video curriculum to go with the book Steps. A lot of people have been asking, couldn't you guys create a resource that I could use individually or that my group could use that can help me do the steps? And so we have been doing that for the last couple of days. We've been actually meeting. Jackson found a place that is like a basement, which as it turns out was built at exactly the same time 90 years ago that Alcoholics Anonymous was getting started. So hopefully it'll be ready sometime in the fall. And I'm praying it will be a really, really useful resource. Keep an eye out for that one. Can't wait for you to see it. But now I want to end up our time at looking at these fabulous words from Jesus the night before he was crucified, John 14:15. I hope they have been helpful for you to learn how to live with an untroubled heart. When we were talking about this, Tim just said, tell people, if this doesn't help you, I got nothing, because these words are unbelievable. One of the little props that we have here is a King James Bible. This belonged to Jackson's great-grandfather. And how many centuries now people have learned to live with an untroubled heart in this troubled, dark, old world because of the words that Jesus said, and because they and he live forever. So I thought we can't end this series without simply listening to the entire passage. And that's what we're going to do now. I want to invite you to allow God to speak to you through these words. And there may be places where there's a sentence or a verse or a phrase or a single word where Jesus is talking to your own troubled heart, saying, let it go, put it down, be at rest, trust me. So I invite you now, listen to God, and we all journey together one more time through these magnificent words of Jesus, who on the night before he was crucified said to his friends and says now to you and I, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to take you with me, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How would we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you have known me, you will know the Father. And you do know the Father and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough. Jesus said, have you been with me so long, and you can ask me to show you the Father? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not know that the Father is in me, and I am in him? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak by my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. Trust that I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. Or at least trust based on the evidence of the works that you have seen. Truly I tell you, the one who trusts me will do works as great as I have done, and greater works than these, if I return to my Father who is in heaven. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father might be glorified through the Son. You may ask anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands. I will ask the Father, and he will send another advocate to be with you and to help you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, for it does not see him and does not know him. But you know him, for he is in you, and you are in him. I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come again for you. In a little while, the world will not see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The one who loves me will do what I command, and the Father will love the one that loves me, and I will come and show myself to that one. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "Lord, at this time do you intend to show yourself to the world?" Jesus said, "The one who loves me will keep my commands, and my Father will love that one, and my Father and I will come and make our home in that one. If you love me, you will keep my commands. The one who does not love me will not keep my commands. These words are not my own. They belong to my Father. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. When the Holy Spirit comes, the Advocate, whom my Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. You have heard me to say, I am going to my Father, and I will come again for you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to my Father, for my Father is greater than me. I've said these things to you while I am still with you, before they happen, so that you may believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me. He comes so that the world may see that I love my Father and have done everything exactly as my Father said. Come, let us leave. I am the vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that does not bear fruit will be thrown away. Every branch that does bear fruit will be pruned so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean on account of the words I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. Just as a branch can bear no fruit if it doesn't abide in the vine, so you cannot bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not abide in me, you will be like a branch that is thrown out. Such branches are gathered together and thrown into the fire and wither away. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you will in my name, and I will do it for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you become my disciples and bear much fruit. As the Father has loved me, now I love you. Remain in my love. If you do what I command, you will remain in my love, just as I have done my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have spoken these things to you so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. And this is my command. Love one another. Greater love has no one than this, that a person should lay down their life for their friend. I no longer call you my servants, but I call you my friends. For a servant does not know what their master is about, but I have made known to you everything that my Father has commanded me. You didn't choose me. I chose you and appointed you that you might bear fruit, fruit that will last, and ask whatever you will in my name. Now, this is my command. Love one another. Those words are his immortal gift to us, and the reality to which they point are our only hope. So now, whatever trouble is going on in your world, set it down, set it down, set it down. Don't let your heart be troubled.
Hey, thanks for watching. We hope you enjoyed this video. If you haven't already, go ahead and click subscribe to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. We won't be delivering fresh content for the next 2 weeks as John prepares for our new series, which is going to be all about technology, character formation, and spiritual life. So you won't want to miss it. We're already lining up some exciting interviews, and John has a lot to say about this topic. So we hope you join us. For the next 2 weeks, for our subscribers, we'll be curating and sending out videos from the archives. We have over 700 teachings from John. We're going to select some to send out to you. If you're not subscribed, you can do that at becomenew.com. Sign up to receive our daily emails that include additional content and resources for each video. Or you could sign up to get a text reminder whenever we drop a new video at our website, or just text the word become to 855-888-0444. Also, if you have a prayer request, we are here to pray for you. We will send you an individual prayer response to every request you send in. So you can send it to us at that number, 855-888-0444, or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon.